Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I think we're trying to get together our old prom pictures to post tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I forgot to look for mine yesterday.
We're waiting for you. Josh and I have
your
prom pictures.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you. I thought
all
you
my
forgot,
prom pictures.
Too.
Nope.
No. We both are on our game this morning.
Yours are probably already on social because you probably posted them back in the day.
I am young enough to where they are posted, so I have them with me wherever I go.
I've got
to
go through a box of pictures.
I've got mine handy.
Was that the one where you used to like wait for 40 minutes for that picture to be taken and the light?
Shut up. No, like,
get under the cape. One more time.
Don't even start with me. Before we dive into PMI, I do have a couple things I want to tell you guys as we're smelling Katie's horrific stinky coffee.
That's
this
not
morning.
My fault. You can blame
what is wrong with
whoever
that coffee?
Bought the coffee for the office. It smells.
It smells like
awful.
Burnt flesh.
Yeah, it smells like green. It has been burnt. I may actually have to remake that cup of coffee with the coffee we have in the office office because it's. Blech.
Well, with that being said, Starbucks is planning to hire more baristas. They're going to be moving away from their automation, it sounds like. I thought they were making all their drinks handmade, but I guess they've got these high-tech drink-making systems that you probably just go in and you hit a few buttons on the screen and it squirts out your mocha, frappa, latte, whatever. But they say they're going to be getting rid of those and adding more of the customer experience that they need to provide right now because sales are down and they're just going to hire more baristas to give you more of a customer service experience, I guess is the only way to describe it.
Yeah.
You know, you got somebody hand-making your mocha, latte, frappa, crappa.
They
over
should.
There.
So well, I worked at a coffee shop back in the day, and I've also gotten, you know, coffees at gas stations that have those machines that can make you a latte. No problem. Just press this button. There is a big difference. I mean, as someone who makes the drinks, like the espresso machine, you have to wait until that drips and puts the espresso in the bottom of the cup, and then you add your syrups, and then you have to froth the milk. And frothing the milk is a task upon itself. So you have to do all these things. And I'm serious. Like, there is an act to making coffee to where it's at its best. It is an art. There's a reason it's a barista. There's a whole name for it. But you have to do it proper. It's not going to taste right. So I think it's right on their move to, you know, bring some more
people into
the mix.
I like the automation better.
Why? So you don't have to talk to people?
Because like going to McDonald's, I know each and every McDonald's, the fries are going to taste the same. I've had experiences with Starbucks where I order my Venti non-fat mocha no whip, and it tastes different at various locations.
Because they add something too much or too little.
If the baristas are making it, it's just a little off at each location. It's not consistent at all.
That.
And I feel like if a machine is going to do it, it's going to taste the same each and every time.
But you're taking jobs away from people,
I'm taking
Jeremy.
Jobs away.
You are.
Know.
And again, there's like... It's funny because the milk, when you put it in the cup, it's not going to froth at the rate that
Quit
milk
saying
at a
froth.
I'm just saying, like, you have to really watch to see where the bubbles are at. And
you're
like, that's
you
it.
Watch the bubbles,
that's
Jeremy.
The space where I can put this frothy milk into that espresso.
Did it again.
We're going to make it a latte. What's wrong with frothy?
Is that where you just, like, shake it up in your mouth and go,
yeah.
No.
And then spit it into the drink that's frothing it?
Thank you, guys.
Doesn't froth the milk sound like a Kama Sutra position?
No,
it does.
It does not.
It sounds sexual.
That's not. You guys are bad.
Saturday night. Guys. What do you say we froth the milk?
Froth the milk, man.
My little barista.
She's like, I'll stretch my hamstrings. I'll get ready.
No. Speaking of that, like I gross knick-knack out because I'm that guy now that takes the scoop of protein powder and tosses it in my mouth dry, like a whole scoop. And then I take a glass of water and just chug some of it and do the back and forth in my mouth and swallow it. I don't even make protein shakes anymore. I put the dry powder in my mouth, swish it around, and down
the
hatch.
How do you not choke while you're waiting?
You just don't breathe in.
A little inhale.
You don't breathe in. Every time I do it, I think of the cinnamon challenge, too, that was going around where the kids were.
The one that almost took me out?
Yeah, yes. The kids are filling their mouths full of cinnamon.
I almost died eighth grade year.
Well, you're an idiot.
I did. Well, I was in eighth grade. Of course I was.
You got to be an adult and not breathe in.
Okay, my
hold
bad.
Your breath while you do it, Josh.
I don't.
The cinnamon challenge was trying to get it down while breathing it. That's the challenge.
Yeah. No, I know.
Almost took Joshua out.
Anyway, I take my protein powder dry now, like a man.
Dry, though, because it's wet.
I take it dry first, and then I go, then I froth the milk. Is that really gross? Because it disgusts her when I do that.
That sounds
I'll take a scoop of creatine, too. Toss it
what
in.
What flavor is your protein?
Chocolate.
That's not gross.
The chocolate or the one that tastes like the powder at the end of the Fruit Loops.
Oh,
it's like called breakfast cereal.
I would eat that dry.
So good.
Yum.
So good.
Mm.
Why are you looking at me like
that?
Does not sound good.
Frothy over there?
None of it sounds good to me. Like,
I'm going to bring some in tomorrow and make you watch.
I don't know why you wouldn't just put it in a cup and mix it up.
Too much time.
Okay.
Nobody got time for that.
Saving time. Saving time.
Nobody got time for doing dishes. PMI, yeah, we down?
Let's
we down
do
the
it.
Clown?
Let's
who's
do
got
it.
The pee?
I got that pee. Hey, the T-Rex is probably one of the most terrifying beasts we can think of, right?
My mother-in-law's up there.
See?
Boom.
Exactly.
Boom.
But T-Rex
roasted.
Top three. What
top
if it was
right
a,
behind the mother-in-law.
What if it was a T-Rex purse?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
So a group of researchers and bioengineers in the UK say they are working to produce high-end clutches and totes with T-Rex skin grown from fossil remains of the ancient carnivore. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It kind of does, actually.
I know. So the developers...
Who made your bag? T-Rex?
Yeah, right? Duh.
Do you have to have little arms? To
I know. That's what I think. The T-Rex purse has the little arms and the long tail. Like, you know?
I'm thinking of the person carrying it has little arms.
But the developers say the lab-grown material will be fully biodegradable, structurally identical to traditional leather. So they're actually taking the DNA and genes from the T-Rex and developing the leather. So right now they're in the beginning stage, and it is really expensive to get even just a little bit of leather. So they're saying it's going to be a while before they create a full purse, but they are on it. So maybe like Mother's Day in 15 years, you can get your mom.
That would look pretty
T-Rex
darn neat.
Purse?
I mean, I would imagine it looks very similar to like an alligator.
Scaly,
or
that's what I was thinking.
Scaly,
yeah.
But more on a
with
you know,
the little arms and the tail,
scale, little
it
tiny,
needs to
little tiny straps on it,
and it roars.
Yeah.
Millions of years.
I love
making.
It. I think
that's
it's
pretty
amazing,
neat, actually.
Right?
It is.
Yeah,
cool.
That is a positive for everybody. A T-Rex
like
purse.
Next up, a woolly mammoth purse. It's like this hairy
very
purse.
Hairy.
Yes,
very hairy.
And a trunk.
Yeah, and a trunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
do you
kind
want
of
the tusks
want.
To come out
yes.
with it then? Yeah.
Gotta have
so
the
if
tusks.
You're in line, if somebody tries to steal it on the street.
Yeah. Tusk up.
Yeah, you jab them with it. Get out of here. Perp.
That's funny.
What you got?
I got the minus today, and this is a story of how you should learn from your failures the first time so that you are not doomed to repeat them again. A Chinese climber was airlifted off of Japan's Mount Fuji last week because he suffered severe altitude sickness as he was climbing Mount Fuji. He was unable to continue, unable to move. Another climber found him, and so they were like, oh my gosh, we got to take this guy. They took him to the hospital. They fixed him. They, you know, gave him
oxygen,
liquids and oxygen and fluids to help him kind of regain consciousness and movement in his body. He was totally fine a few days later. And noticed, hey, you know what? As I was airlifted off of Mount Fuji, I left my phone and a couple of various items up on Mount Fuji.
Not my phone.
I'm going to go back up there and get it.
I see where this is going.
Later, 1 week later, this man went off to go climb Mount Fuji again, found his phone and his other items. And guess what happened
to
him?
He got stuck up there again.
He got stuck up there again and had horrible altitude sickness again a week later. And guess what happened? Another person found him. This time he was frozen, unable to move.
Oh, no.
Vital signs barely were there, and this person that found him called the police again and said, we need to get this man airlifted off the mountain
again,
and this man had to be taken to the hospital again, and they found him a week later in the hospital again. He goes, well, I needed my phone and my other items.
He could just buy another phone.
I'd go up there for my phone.
I would buy another phone.
What
are
you doing?
I would not climb Mount Fuji again. I left my phone up there.
Learn your lessons, buddy. You're cheating death twice in a week.
Exactly.
So I got emails to reply to.
Some text messages that I wanted.
Text, yeah, I got to delete some pictures on the thing. I don't want people finding it.
So this guy went up to Mount Fuji twice and was airlifted from Mount Fuji within a week.
And that's not cheap to get airlifted off a mountain.
Probably not.
So
learn from your mistakes, people.
Wow.
And buy
that's
a new dang
minus.
Phone.
No.
Come on now.
Funny minus.
That's what we go up the mountain for.
He did get his phone, though, so there's the positive
perfect.
And the minus.
Perfect. All right, let's do some interesting. I've got two back-to-back ones. They're fairly quick, and it's one of those things where you just shake your head and you're like, only guys. Only
I'm
guys.
Ready.
Did he also hike up Mount Fuji twice?
So they put out this survey, a poll, asking people if they thought they could pass a polygraph test, a lie detector test. And overwhelmingly, men between ages 18 and 30 were like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a problem. I could totally beat a lie detector test, even if I'm lying. I can totally fudge the system. Also the same guys that say that they can land a plane and fight a gorilla and beat it. I guarantee you.
How many women said they could do it?
Like 8%.
Yeah.
It's like a really small number.
Like, yeah. We're not trying to...
Very
what?
Small number. Mostly the dudes were like, psh, whatever.
I feel like women
all
lie
long.
More, though.
No, I was going to say, y'all are just experts at lying. That's all
no,
that
but
says.
You, because we lie, sure, about
we can
relationship
control our
stuff.
Breathing, though, and our emotions, and that's what all that registers.
But
you know?
Women, like, y'all lie to your friend. Oh, you
no,
look so good.
You get fired
yeah,
up.
I can tell you
I
got
love
a haircut.
That dinosaur purse, and no. behind they're like, that's the dumbest purse ever.
The second she goes to the restroom, that purse sucks.
You are just used
so
to lying.
Ugly.
You're good at it. That's
you
not a good
are used
look
to lying.
For you guys. No, we're not good at it. Clearly, 8% of us say we can't pass a test.
Lying about that. They were lying. Oh, they know they can. Y'all were totally lying.
Just
totally.
A bunch of fibbers.
Yeah.
That's all you are.
Here's one more. Stupid man. A 19-year-old has been gaining social media attention by only working out his trap muscle on the left side of his body, his trapezius.
Did you see this picture?
I posted it on our Facebook if you'd
bro.
Like to check it out.
What?
He's hooking to the, what would that be? Like right even, because he's like
yes.
so heavy on one side.
So your trap is like your shoulders.
It's
right
like your
here.
Upper shoulder and like
yeah.
into your back kind of.
One side.
One
is
side,
huge.
Massive. And he's doing it as some sort of.
But why?
Appearance thing, like
he
going
looks...
against beauty standards, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, his next goal is to work out only his right leg.
He's starting
so
to look
he's gonna have a
like
massive right leg.
The hunchback
and
a little
yes,
bit.
Yes,
like,
it's the weirdest thing ever.
I'm not trying to make fun. He did this to himself
he
on
did it
purpose,
to himself. He wasn't born like, this way, but he's just working out the left side.
It's so big he's starting to look like the hunchback.
As some sort of statement, but he looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then again, like Josh comes in every morning, and your right arm and your right hand way bigger than
oh,
your
no.
left arm and left
don't
hand.
Don't do that to him. Come on. No.
So what's that all about?
Don't do.
I'm kind of doing the
oh
same experiment.
My.
I've been working. On
I've been doing it for years.
Like 14 years, probably.
That guy looks like he has a tumor. He does.
It's
like,
not a tumor.
It looks like he has a tumor growing out of his neck.
It is
oh
different.
My
yeah.
God.
We'll
yeah.
post some side by side ones. We'll have that guy and then Josh with your right arm and right hand. Well, people can comment. It'll be on our Facebook. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.